You've tuned into Squiggio's Radio Days.
chemicals, and mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your ad to me. Once I come along and down by the desert, I ain't nothing but kissing love. Hey little thing, let me light your candle, calls and mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Hard, hard to hand and out. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Yeah, so all the hand and I. Oh yeah, baby, a good love man. Baby, baby, oh, a good love man. I need good love man. I got my hands.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. And at a time of invitation, you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine. Beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China. She might have been again incidentally in me that way.
Perfume came naturally from Paris.
Naturally. Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class,
so absolutely dry. She's trying to get you.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite.
Oh my God, it feels so good. Oh yeah. Oh, slow down. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Oh my God. Oh yeah, play with my balls. Play with my balls. Oh, that feels so good. Yeah, just roll them around in a circle. Oh my God, I love it when you... Uh-oh, slow down. Don't move. I'll go get you a towel.
They're dumb, pathetic bastards. Kirk Parker Lopez, mornings on 98 Rock.
Larry?
And the Larry reference there, of course, is Larry the Cable Guy, who before becoming a worldwide sensation was syndicated calling around to different radio stations with his brand of comedy. And those of us listening to 98 Rock back in the day probably thought we were the only ones hearing that guy calling in. And that is the subject of today's episode, WIYY Baltimore 98 Rock, where when B104 was canceled and I was listening to a lot of baseball and talk. I am a child of music, so at some point I had to go somewhere. Why not the radio station that my father had been listening to for many a year? Now, this was a time where I was more interested in personality-driven radio, so I would listen to Kirk, Mark, and Lopez in the morning and enjoy the 5 o'clock funnies in the evening with Stash, where you'd hear a lot of those comedic bits that you just heard, which wasn't even a 98 Rock original. That was actually from Opie and Anthony. But that didn't stop them later from making their own versions with other characters, although that could have been somebody else as well. But also in that set, of course, the music, because that's what it's about. You heard Autograph, Turn Up the Radio. That one got played and probably still does get played a lot. As well as Black Crowes Hard to Handle, which when I recorded it onto a cassette tape, labeled it as Light a Candle. And Queen's Killer Queen, which I probably also got the name of that wrong as well. Speaking of Queen...
Today on the Chuck Heston mini disaster movie, it began as just another day at the gay bathhouse until suddenly...
Damn, I dropped my soap. I can't find it anywhere.
Actually, it's still tied around your...
Silence! I've got to somehow bend down and pick it up without getting it up the pooper.
Pooper? Please, Chuck. Gay people don't touch.
Silence, you homosexual stereotype. You've got to fend off the others by slapping me in the ass with this oar.
Oar? But...
Damn it! Just do it! Or by Zeus, I'll paddle you behind like a ping pong ball.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Harder.
Chuck Heston, RuPaul, Paul Lynn, and Robbie the Breakdancing Robot star in The Flaming Inferno. Later today on the Chuck Heston mini disaster movie. Be there.
Oops, a little slip of the finger there. I meant to play this one, which starts off a set of songs that 98 Rock tended to play one and two of every single time. Probably somebody else came up with that one too.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. We will rock you. Sing it. We will rock you. Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place. We will.
my dues. Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicks in my.
We are the champions. We are the champions. The lunatic is on the grass. The lunatic is on the grass. Remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more. And if the dam breaks open many years too soon, and if there is no room upon the hill, and if your head explodes with dark foreboding too, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon. Is in my head. The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade, you make the change, you rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me. And if the cloud bursts thunder in your ear, you shout and no one seems to hear. And you're in, starts playing different tunes. I'll see you on the dark side of the moon.
got a lot of play with the recent Eclipse, although people not in the know just played the song Eclipse, but you needed to do Brain Damage before that, because the two of them fit together like a glove. Now, as I said in the top listing of songs, Autograph, Turn Up the Radio, a very, very largely, repeatedly played song throughout the years on 98 Rock. These songs in the same boat, especially your first few, which are extremely local.
Woke up this morning.
Just to see a show. They paved Hammer Jacks and made it a parking lot.
Ooh, lot, 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 lot. Ooh, black top, top, top.
For all those years, Hammer Jacks was the hottest spot. Now where it's at is flat, and now it's where it's not. Say it ain't so, Principio. The stadium's come and you've gotta go. They paved Hammer Jacks, made it a parking lot.
Ooh, lot, 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 lot. Ooh, black top, top, top.
I saw Slash and Ozzy and Kix, they sure were fine. I think the stage was over there by that yellow line. Don't you hate to see it go, but the NFL, they've got all the dough. They paved Hammer Jacks and made it a parking lot.
Ooh, lot, 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 lot.
I said they paved Hammer Jacks and made it a parking lot.
Ooh, lot, 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 lot.
I met my first husband right here on this oily spot.
Ooh, lot, 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 lot.
I said they paved Hammer Jacks and made it a parking lot.
To play with me no more. All the boys are telling stories about you. I don't wanna hear no stories about you. Cindy, you don't have to run around and
We'll be right back. Oh my God, that feels so good. Oh yeah, slow down. Oh yeah, slow down. Oh yeah, who's your father? Who's your father? Oh my God, oh yeah, play with my lightsaber. Play with my lightsaber. Oh, that feels so good. Just roll my planets around in a circle. Oh my God, I love when you... Oh! Uh-oh. Don't move. I'll get you a droid.
Control. tricked you to feel the pain of someone close to you leaving the game of life. So here it is, another chance. Wide awake, you face the day, your dream is over. Or has it just begun? There's a place I like to hide, a doorway that I run through in the night. Relax, child, you were there, but only didn't realize and you were scared. It's a place where you
I didn't mention, and you might not be able to tell, that this playlist is from around the 1991 time period. There's a lot of classic rock, 1980s rock in the list, but the last couple there, brand new as of the time period I was listening to 98 rock, which again takes me into kind of coming into my own, finding stuff that I really like from their playlist, getting my cassettes from BMG Music Club. And I don't care what any old Metallica fans say, the Black Album was one of their best.
We'll be right back.
Ted Nugent and the boys there, Damn Yankees. They put out two powerhouse records, or I guess at that point, cassettes. I had both of them, and they are phenomenal cover to cover. Well, this brings us to the official end of the episode, but a couple things before I go. Let's check out the wiki to learn more about WIYY Baltimore 98 Rock. The frequency 97.9 goes all the way back to January of 1948 when it was called WMAR-FM, which is now, by the way, the call letters of Channel 2 in Baltimore. FM didn't really catch on, so they shut the station down in June of 1950, where it remained silent until December of 1958 when it became WFDS-FM, a classical music station. The Hearst Corporation purchased the station in April of 1960. They are still the owners, but they actually changed the call letters to WBAL, which is now the AM sister station of 98 Rock. They became 98 Rock, WIYY, as we know it, on March 28th, 1977. And Wiki says, and I believe this, is a rare radio station that has kept the same format for multiple decades. Interestingly, in a parallel fate, just back in 2022, WIYY began broadcasting Orioles games. But rest assured, there's still plenty of rock, and there's still plenty of hijinks. And let's go to that well one more time for some of the comedic things offered on WIYY, including the live version of a song that I have been looking for months, and happened upon it completely accidentally researching this episode.
Oh my God, it feels so good. Oh yeah. Oh, slow down. Oh yeah. Oh, who's your Moses? Who's your Moses? Oh my God. Oh yeah. Finger my pooper. Yeah, finger my pooper. Oh, that feels so good. Yeah, just part my red cheeks. Silence. Oh my God, I love it when you... Oh no. Slow down. Must think about Soylent Green. Oh, oh, oh! Don't move. I'll get you a shroud.
It's a cartoon. He hunts rabbits. And now you can hear his sexy side. It's Elmer Fudd reads porno.
Suddenly, she was groping my crotch.
Elmer, like you've never heard him before.
She slowly undressed me and grasped my erect gwan.
In a performance that'll leave you breathless.
And she rubbed me and rubbed me and rubbed me until I went...
Get the new audio tape, Elmer Fudd Reads Porno. It's not dirty.
It's erotic.
The previous exchange contained information of a frank or explicit nature and should not have been listened to by small children. Guess we should have told you earlier from the 98 Rock Morning Show.
Did you ever think of what it would be like if Elmer Fudd had a punk son? And his punk son, Ozzy Fudd, had a hit video on MTV. Did you ever think of what that would be like? I have.
In an abandoned warehouse with no lights, just shadows. Just like this. From the heart of Baltimore, from the archives of 98 Rock. The purpose of the event is to pass the torch from one generation heavy metal to the next, and there live to receive the torch in his black leather hunting outfit, with a shotgun guitar and spikes coming out of it, Ozzy Fudd, the Rabbit Slayer. No more rabbits!
hunting wabbits.
In the dead of night, shimmering white, gleam of a wave, and the double is paid. When the axe comes down, chewing sound, stew against the head, another wabbit's dead. I'm a wabbit's player, a guitar player, with a nasty habit. Miss Tweedle, a wabbit's feaster, and I predict a bloody Easter, a scurrying shadow, and the shadow moves to stab it, and the night air echoes. Kill the wabbit,
everybody!
Kill!
No more Roger Wabbit, no more Peter Wabbit, and no more Eddie Wabbit. Crazy Wabbit.
Crazy Wabbit.
You've seen Junior's grave.
98 Rock.
You know where you are.
Welcome to
98 Rock.
Californication.
Shut up when I'm talking to you.
98 Rock.
If there's any chances of renaming the Taters Boys, there's one thing for certain. They ain't gonna be called the Critters Boys.
Do you ever lay in bed at night? You're under the covers, like moving your legs like frantically, thinking there's a spider.
No. Sometimes, if I can't find my good blanket, it's like between the bed and the floor and the wall, and I gotta reach down and I gotta pick up the blanket, and then I put it on me, and I'm thinking, what if a spider was sleeping down there? And I just brought the spider from the floor where it was sleeping comfortably with my blanket, and now I just put it on me, and then I'm gonna like, I'm trying to fall asleep, I'm half asleep, I'm trying to get comfortable, and then in my mind, just thoughts start racing, like, the spider's gonna get me now.
Usually with me, it's snakes, and I'll feel like there's snakes, like, curling up in the bed beside me, and I'll freak the fuck out. When I was a kid, I literally would have night terrors that the fucking snake would be in the bed with me. Like, I remember one night, I felt like something was slithering up beside my body.
Yeah, your trouser snake's in there with you.
Calm down. Oh my God. No, sir, I believe that's called a crotch critter. Them Critters Boys, they ain't. Them Taters Boys, they is. Sunday nights, 6 p.m. Eastern.
Anytime I see a spider in the house or in the bathroom, and it's like, I'm not leaving the room until either it's dead or I'm dead.
So...